It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Can you imagine taking your children to a pediatrician who has not only studied nutrition, but has also gone to culinary school? Oh my gosh, is that the perfect combo or what? And that is exactly what our guest has done. Chef Julia Norgren is a practicing pediatrician, and she also has children of her own. What a pleasure it is to have you in our Family Food Kitchen today. And I have to ask you, what motivated you to go that extra mile and go to culinary school?
Well, good morning, and I'm so glad you asked. I tell you, you know, during my time as a pediatrician, I saw so many problems and issues with kids, and really becoming more and more important was just the way that we feed our children. We have so many problems with the kids who are overweight, obese, or even have prediabetes and high cholesterol. And the thing about these problems, Ellen, is that they're all preventable by what we do every day, and particularly what we do every day in the kitchen. How we prepare food for our kids, the habits that we set. And for me, I never really learned how to cook. We didn't cook much as a family together. So it was really important to me with my children to really know and enjoy and learn the process of cooking. And then I found that it would be able to help my patients by really understanding the labor it takes to cook and prepare healthy meals, and further, to give them the strategies to do that. What to make for breakfast? How do you pack a lunch? How do you prepare a quick, healthy soup? These things are now the most important things that I talk to my patients and families about.
So you're getting them in the kitchen, too, which is just brilliant. But I have to ask you, and there's so many culinary schools, and some of them, you know, feature pastries, and I just have a feeling that's not where you went first. How would you choose one?
Well, to be perfectly honest, you know, many of the culinary schools are grounded in traditional French culinary technique, and a lot of the basics are sauces, stocks, and soups. But that's just a very small part of it. And the pastries, of course. And I did, of course, learn to make some pastries, which were a wonderful treat. But the backbone of what I learned is really technique. How to slice an onion, how to make a stock, how to prepare vegetables simply, healthfully, so that their flavor shines through. And that's what I took away from culinary school, and that's what I use every day. It's really very, very basic skills that we're not born knowing. We're not born knowing how to make a simple vinaigrette, how to steam broccoli. Can you roast broccoli? These are all things, really, the preparation and the handling of food, and in particular, fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins that I learned so well in culinary school, and that's what I take with me every day and use with my own family. And this is what I teach to my patients as well. It's not about a fancy hollandaise sauce. It's about everyday preparation of simple foods.
That's so true. You know, when I went to become a registered dietitian, that's exactly what pulled me in that direction as well, was that food can prevent disease, and that connection of being able to be on the prevention side versus the afterthought, like, okay, now you already have diabetes, what are we going to do? But being able to catch those kids with pre-diabetes, change the way they eat, and maybe have them never develop, never go into full-blown diabetes or need insulin and medication. And I love that you're talking about basic skills. I think a lot of times we think about having to make an elaborate thing out of vegetables for them to eat. So you're finding that that's not the case, right?
Oh, just not
simple
at all.
Spices.
Not at all. And in fact, you know, it's ironic as a chef to be talking about very simple preparation, but that is exactly what it is. And the most healthful way that you can feed your family is fresh, simple, healthy foods. And in particular, vegetables. People are always looking to me for vegetable recipes. You don't always have to cook vegetables. There's absolutely nothing wrong, and everything is right about cutting up some fresh vegetables, putting them on the plate. A few slices of pepper, a few slices of cucumber, a few slices of carrot. It doesn't even have to be cooked, but just a way of keeping in mind that valuing healthy, simple fruits and vegetables. First of all, they're beautiful, they're delicious, and you're absolutely right, they do prevent disease. And if you can lay down the groundwork of healthy habits early and always be in the habit of every day, what's the fruit and vegetable on my plate at this meal? What are my fruits and vegetables? And that habit over and over again, those habits last a lifetime, and they really can prevent kids from gaining extra weight and preventing in these diseases, diabetes, high cholesterol. These aren't good things to get, and they're totally preventable by everyday good habits in the kitchen. I really believe that.
You know, we've have this society now that our houses are, the kitchen is the epicenter for the houses.
Yeah.
And the family room extension, we used to have a separate kitchen, dining room, living room, you know, whatever. And that's no longer the case. It's one big room. But people don't know what to do in the kitchen. And I remember growing up, and it was a little while ago, we had to take home economics.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I can't, yeah, I mean, that was the basic thing. We had to take sewing as well. A couple of basic skills that are completely overlooked today. And no wonder so many moms are struggling. So I love the fact that you're focusing on how to chop. You've inspired me to go and improve my basic skills. Because if you can chop up some veggies really fast with one great knife, you have, in a very short time, have exactly what they need. But most of us have dull knives and don't know how to do this.
Well, that's amazing that it really is the issue, the kitchen. And this is why I love, you know, I've had some opportunities to go and consult with families in their kitchen, and that's really the most important thing. We can know, you can listen to your doctor who says eat more fruits and vegetables, but you don't always know how that translates. And so many people have trouble buying fruits and vegetables, and then they're frustrated because they go bad. So I go into the kitchen, where's your knife? Is it sharp? Because it's a very frustrating to cut vegetables with a dull knife. You have a beautiful cutting board and only need one sharp, beautiful knife. It's much more enjoyable. It makes the process so much more easy. And yeah, you're absolutely right. These are skills that oftentimes, you know, if we practice them ourselves, it can be much more enjoyable. And further, we should teach these to our kids. I have two children, they're 8 and 10. There's no reason they shouldn't learn how to cut up a cucumber, to peel and chop a cucumber for their own snack, to cut up a pepper. And these are things they're not going to learn anywhere else but in my kitchen. So I try to
I was going to say, I never forget watching an episode on TV of one of those Food Revolution shows where we got to see all these children that didn't know how to use a knife because over time we've removed all sharp objects, so afraid that they're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So they're given plastic dull forks or sporks, you know, those spoon-fork combinations. And I was like, that is so sad that we don't even – so giving them the knife back, you're supervising, it can be done, right?
Of course, absolutely. Supervise and teach them the proper technique. And they really need, the knife skills are, they're actually pretty sophisticated fine motor skills. Of course, a 2-year-old can't do it and a 4-year-old can't do it, but an 8 or a 10-year-old who's really learning how to hold a pencil properly, throw a ball. I mean, I look at my kids, they're so facile on the sports field, there's no reason that they can't translate those skills into the kitchen. Hold a knife as well as they hold a ball. And to develop that control, they should be comfortable with holding knives. They should learn how to keep their other fingers out of the way. They should learn how to position something on a cutting board. They should learn how to put a cutting board on a table so that it doesn't move.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Sorry, that really struck me. So it doesn't move. You have a little clue on that one?
Yeah, I do. Well, first of all, I use plastic cutting boards for meat and poultry because I can really sanitize those very well. Every vegetable, every fruit gets cut in my kitchen on a thick wooden cutting board. So I like something thick and that's heavy and that I wipe down between things. It's about 1.5 inches thick, and I always put a wet paper towel underneath the cutting board, and that will prevent it from slipping. Then you have a very solid, stable, big work surface, and that's all you need.
That's fantastic. Good tip. And I know we have to be careful to separate the cutting boards and all that. So not just teaching them skills with a knife, but teaching them safety skills and how to prevent some of those, you know, food-related illnesses in the kitchen is a tool for life as well. Chef Julia, it has been such a pleasure to have you. And for those of us who don't live close enough to have you as our pediatrician, we're going to send them to your website to look for some ideas and some more material from you. And that's www.drjuliacooks.com. I just love your little slogan with the little medical snakes and the whisker. Phenomenal. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us on RadioMD.com. Stay well.